This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will be conducting a meeting this morning, Thursday, October the 16th at 8 a.m. at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. So that meeting's in just a few hours from now. According to the preliminary agenda, Controller and Administrator Erica Dibble is expected to present some long-awaited financial information. She will present a proposed list of several budget amendments and journal entries that need to be made. Dibble is also expected to provide an updated schedule on the progress that is being made on drafting the 2026 fiscal year budget. And according to her timeline, on October the 27th, there's supposed to be a preliminary review of the different budget components, along with a first draft of the proposed 2026 balanced budget. And another local and regional news for today. Authorities have recovered two tractors connected to an ongoing theft case involving Jeffrey Shane Nunnery, according to an update from Sheriff Kelly Hansen. The first tractor, a Massey Ferguson tractor, was voluntarily returned by a resident who said that he had unknowingly purchased the tractor from Nunnery, thinking that it was a legitimate sale. The second was a John Deere tractor that was originally reported stolen out of Newaygo County and was located in the Hemlock area. Both pieces of equipment were tied to illegal sales linked to Nunnery, who remains under investigation in connection with the thefts. Sheriff Hansen expressed appreciation for the cooperation of the residents who provided key information that led to the recoveries of those two tractors. He stated that other motorized vehicles have also come to light and are currently being investigated. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
It's starting to get colder outside, and that means you need to make sure your car, truck, or SUV is in tip-top shape. This is Tyler Hansen. Remember, Al Hansen Motors is the only used auto dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. This week I have a clean 2014 Ford F-150 Supercab 4x4. It has a 5-liter V8 and is equipped with Bluetooth, full power, and cloth interior. With only 100,000 miles and virtually no rust, come take it for a test drive and take it home for just $16,980. I also have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It has heated seats all around, cooled front seats, a backup camera, leather, full power, front and rear park assist, power tailgate, power rear window, navigation, remote start, and a 5.7 Hemi V8. With 88,000 miles, I am asking $28,780. Looking for an SUV? We have a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive and has heated seats, heated steering wheel, a backup camera, Bluetooth, lane keep assist, collision detection, and remote start. It has 45,000 miles, and I'm asking $24,980. And if you need something less than 100,000 miles for under 10 grand, I have a 2015 Ford Escape. It's all-wheel drive, has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. With 92,000 miles, it's only $99.80.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The public release of a young Republican group chat that included racist language and strong jokes about rape and flippant commentary regarding gas chambers has prompted bipartisan calls for those involved to be removed from or resign their positions. Vice President J.D. Vance, however, has been very dismissive of the backlash, simply dismissing it as pearl clutching. Other Republicans, like Vermont's Governor Phil Scott, are demanding resignations, calling the comments unacceptable. Democrats, including California Governor Gavin Newsom, has urged investigations, condemning the messages as discriminatory. And another national and international news for today. Senate Democrats are poised for the 10th time to reject a stopgap spending bill that would reopen the government, insisting they will not back away from demands that Congress take up health care benefits for the people. The repetition of votes on the funding bill has become a daily drumbeat in Congress, underscoring how intractable the situation has become, as the vote has at times been the only item on the agenda for the entire day. House Republicans have left Washington altogether. The impasse has lasted over 2 weeks, leaving hundreds of thousands of federal workers furloughed, even more without a guaranteed payday, and Congress essentially paralyzed. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.